नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम 7948 त्वं वायो अग्ने वियाद अंगो मात्रा त्वं वायुरग्नि दवनिर्वियदंगु मात्रा प्राणं इन्द्रियाणि हृदयं चेत् अनुग्रहस्त्राणेन्द्रियाणि हृदयं चिदनुग्रहस्त सर्वं त्वम् एव सगुणा विगुणश्च भूमन् सर्वं त्वमेव सगुण विगुणश्च भूमन् न अन्यात् स्वाद् अस्ति अपि मनोवचसा निरुक्तम् नान्यत् पदस्यापि मनोवचसा निरुक्तम् त्वं वायुरग्निरवनिर्व्यदं मात्रा प्राणेन्द्रियाणि हृदयं चिदनुग्रहश्च सर्वं त्वमेव सगुणो द्विगुणश्च भूमन् नान्यत्पदस्यापि मनोवचसा निरुक्तम्
Vong, Vong. Translation. My dear Supreme Lord, you are actually the air, fire, earth, sky, water, the object of perception, the five senses, the mind, consciousness, and false ego. You are everything subtle and gross, including the material elements and anything expressed, either by words or the mind. Indeed, these are nothing but you.
Tama Vayu Ragini Amani Vya Amma Matra Prani Jyani Hidayam Is Anugrahasya Sarvam Kame Mathaguno Vidunasya Bhuman And yes, Tadastrahi Mano Matatani Sam. This is all pervasive description of the Supreme Personality of God. The most simplified way it has been described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Maya Tadamidam Tadam. I am all pervasive. That is also my teacher. But this teacher, Krishna, who is clothed in the air, that teacher is not present. That is all of God. Everything is Krishna. But not in everything his original form is met. Maya Satamidam Satam Abhakta. Abhakta means not met. Not met. In everything. This can be compared just like your most intimate friend or family member is playing in the stage. He's playing there, but still he cannot be over. Rato nātto dharo jatā kunti devī. This guy is the dramatist, the actor. He has dressed himself in such a way that although the actor is your very intimate friend or family member, a child, suppose his father is the actor, is playing on the stage, another family member says to the child, you see your father. Everybody says, why is your heart? Natural answer to this. Everything, Krishna, Krishna is everywhere. But because he is not Krishna conscious, he cannot see. He is challenging, can you show me Krishna? You are seeing. But on account of material, power, you can see. It says there, annam tarasam paramanu tayam tarasam. He is everywhere. That is Krishna. Bolo bhaiva nivasati abhinasi bhuto. He is always in Bolo Vrindavan. But he is everywhere. That is Krishna. That is the difference between Krishna and ourselves. We are sitting here, but we are not in our apartment. A limit. But Krishna is unlimited. That is the difference. By foolishness, we claim to belong to Krishna. But that is foolishness. Krishna is not like that. Although, he is present before us. That's what Krishna says, abhajani ti mānamunga mānusim kurma. When Krishna comes, just like an ordinary human being has gifted the Pandavas, people take him as ordinary human beings. That is mūha, abhajānanti mānusim. Everything, there is Krishna, simply we have to purify our weakness to see Krishna in every atom, everywhere, whatever it is. That is, we have perfection of the consciousness, and it is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Our Jagannatha practice. Not that the thoughts move. That Bhaktas Puraya Tar Krishna Dev Mukti. Advanced in Krishna consciousness. He sees this world. The world is full of avar jungle. Some things, some particles are moving. Some particles are not moving. It says, trees, it is not moving, but an animal is moving. This is havoc. So you see the trees or the animals or the hills or the water or the river or the ground. So because he is advanced in the consciousness, he sees nothing but everything. Abhor Jatma Mujati Natakita Mukti. He does not see anything else except this. And actually that is the fact. Simply, we have to purify our eyes. Then we can see in everything. He is in the economy. Annantara Sanna Paramahana Jayantara. But because we are not qualified, therefore, one who is qualified, he can see there is no question of seeing Krishna in a particular place. The other day in Delhi, somebody posted that if God is everywhere, what is the use of going to the temple? You see, let's see how contradictory it is. If God is everywhere, why he is not in the temple? But this foolish person, they do not know what is posted. Krishna is everywhere. Just like the electricity is everywhere. But when you get the switch, then it is under your control. Electricity is everywhere. And still, by the arrangement, we can fetch the electricity or take it into service by preparing, let's see, wearing and speech. Similarly, Krishna is everywhere. And you can watch him, Krishna, from anything. Everyone knows that this deity is made of stone. Ground floor, the marble stone, black and white. And the deity is also present. Everyone. But while you see the black and white deity in this temple gathered together and all that prayer, it is the same marble on the ground, black and white. That means you are seeing in a different position. That is love. Love of this. Those who haven't got the love, they are seeing that the same stone on the floor and same stone in the deity, what the foolish man perceives. They say that I can worship this stone also. No. Krishna says, yes, that is the stone on the floor. That is also I am, but I am not present. This is called Asinta Bhidhara. Yes, so I am also. But I am not there at the same time. Maya atatamidam satnam javat abhaktamurtina maskhani sarabhukhani naham teku abhasti. This foolish person they do not. Think that Krishna has spread himself in everything, then he has lost himself. There is no more form than material calculation. This is called material calculation. Several times given in the example. You take a big piece of paper and make it small pieces and throw it in the air. The big sheet of paper is no longer there. It is finished. So their calculation is like that. That if Krishna is all pervasive, then where is thought? His thought is there. This is it. But that is nonsense. That is Krishna. That Maya Tatavidam Satmam. I am spread everywhere, all pervasive. But in my person, I am known. Maya Tatavidam Satmam. Javat Abhakta Bhojana. Vastani Sarudhukani. But a devotee is to understand that Krishna is on the throne and Krishna is on the floor. Therefore, you should be very careful to take care of the floor, to take care of the throne, to take care of the flowers, to take care of the dishes, everything. You should watch the blessings. That is, you cannot neglect anything. Vigrahara, Kadamitanara, Sindhara, Tatapam, Vilama, everything was. You cannot say Krishna is here sitting, I can neglect this floor. That is foolish. You should take as much gas, once it is easy to devise, as much gas, keep the temple very, very clean. That is Krishna. You cannot say that he is working on the garden, therefore he is inferior. I am working directly on the Krishna. No. The person who is working in the garden, Krishna's garden, he should be as careful as the man who is working in the deity. That is what. Krishna is expanding. Maya tatanila, sadma, katam, expand. This is Krishna. You cannot neglect anything. Because everything is Krishna. You should worship everything. Don't neglect it. Krishna is everything, varieties at the same time. He is in his original form. The original form is not there, but everything is Krishna. This is simultaneous of his avet of thought. Inconceivably, simultaneously, one and different. This philosophy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, is all here. Don't neglect anything of Krishna. Everything, every small thing. It is Krishna. It is what it is. That's all. Prahlad Maharaj is describing the same thing. Sangabayu, Agni, Avani. The same thing, Kriti Aptai Marutva, Vayu. Krishna is air. Krishna is fire. Krishna is earth. Krishna is water. Krishna is sky. Krishna is everything. Even the small, very, very minute particle atom. That is also Krishna. If you always remember like that, our Krishna consciousness will be very, very strong and steady. That is what. Amarulamam, that's another thing. Why people come here? You have seen why you are walking as devotee. You are taking the dust from a nature and putting it. This is the nature. The dust. Vrindavan dust is also Krishna. Vrindavan dust is also Krishna. So, Arātma Bhagavān Vrindesatamaya Sadhāmam Vrindavan. This is the logic of the āsād. Vrindavan Hari Krishna, he was Krishna, everyone knows. But see, Vrindavan is also as good as Krishna is also worshipped. Therefore, so many devotees, they are keeping this place in Vrindavan. This is the idea. You should not consider Vrindavan. It's not even Vrindavan, everywhere. Not that we limit Krishna within Vrindavan. That is special because Krishna came here and displayed his presence, special significance. But wherever you are in Krishna consciousness, that is enough. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wherever you are going, he said that it is enough. After taking sannyas, you are in Bengal and you are thinking the Ganges is Jamuna. So these are not to be copied or imitated. Gradually, as we advance, we can understand that how Krishna is all pervasive. something is described in the Bhagavad Gita, but you cannot say that I am not sinful. This is foolish, they say. Can you show me Krishna? But thing is that he has no eyes to see Krishna. Krishna can be seen. Sreeman Yanashirita Vakti Vilochane. You have to, if you increase your love for Krishna, then you can see Krishna every moment everywhere. That is, Sreeman Yanashirita Vakti Vilochane. Santas Vaivaridai Vilochane. Those are advanced, sanctified. You see others. That same you have to be. That is the idea. Sarvam tameva sadhana vijunascha bhumam. Bhumam means the great. That is greatness. God is great, you should understand. How great he is. This is the understanding of his great. Bhumam. Simply you say God is there and Kupamandukam there. You know the story, the clouds, the frog is in the earth. So some friend says that I see a great mass of water, Atlantic. How you can imagine what is Atlantic Ocean? He's thinking that what I mean is like this well, 3 feet, or like that, 4 feet, except 5 feet, right? These rascals who does not know Krishna, they think, all right, Krishna may be a little more intelligent than me. That's all. In this way. But here, it is called woman. Woman means all perfect. Sattvam kamei vasabhuna vidunastha bhuma. Nandat tatastrapi mano vajasāni rukta. Even if you think that the sky is very, very great, that is also true. And if you think the atom is very, very small, that is also true. There is no nothing greater than Krishna, nothing smaller than Krishna. There are two contradictory things. Simply is Krishna is simply as big as the star in our philosophy. He cannot be small like the deity than the mystery. He is as big as the sky, and as small as the atom. In the intermediate space, why he cannot be smaller, like the deity, small deity, so that I may have the facility to serve him. I cannot serve Krishna when he is as big as the star. That is not possible. I cannot figure it out. When he shows the Virat Rupa. I think the old words only means they cannot subscribe to us. But Krishna agrees to become very small is a two class identity. And Krishna accepts. Yomi Bhakta Pajatsi. In this little small piece of cloth, the devotee is covering Krishna and saying, perhaps this is nasty. It's not said that. Tell it to me. So, anorayana mahatomadhi. Krishna is so kind, he is ready to accept your salary. Patram pushpam phalam tuyam yomi bhaktya vajasya. Simply require to become a devotee. That is why. Thank you.